With Montana news, I'm Nate Hedgie. State Senator Ed Buttrey said today that he's running for Montana's U.S. House seat, should Ryan Zinke become President-elect Donald Trump's Interior Secretary. Buttrey is the first person to publicly state his or her intention to replace Zinke in a special election that would be called within 100 days should Zinke resign his seat. The Great Falls senator expects a low turnout that Democrats will see as a second chance to win the seat.
Why did Ryan beat Denise Juno so bad? Well, I think it's because Ryan took the right, he took the middle, he took the independents, and I think he took a pretty good number of people on the left. I think for us to win this special election, we're going to have a very Ryan Zinke-like candidate.
Trump last week formally offered Zinke the cabinet post, but it is unclear whether he would vacate his current office. Republicans, Democrats, and Libertarians will each be able to nominate a candidate. Zinke defeated Democrat Denise Juno last month by 15 points to win his second term in Congress. Montana's three Electoral College votes went to Donald Trump today. Before the electors gathered inside the state capitol to cast their votes, protesters stood outside on the Capitol steps. Corin Cates Carney reports.
About 30 people showed up outside the Capitol hours before the Electoral College meeting to protest votes for Trump. Cindy Kaufman from Helena helped organize the protest.
Because we are supporting the other states where Hillary did win the popular vote, and it's a nationwide protest just to show unification against someone taking office and did not win.
Trump and his running mate won 56% of Montana's vote in the general election in November. Democrat Hillary Clinton won 36% and Libertarian Gary Johnson won 6%. Shortly after 2 on Monday afternoon, five-time elector Thelma Baker from Missoula read off the results of the electoral vote.
Montana's choice for president is Donald J. Trump, and for vice president, it is Michael R. Pence.
Baker says she got many letters and calls trying to influence her vote in the Electoral College.
I received several hundred letters in the mail, and some were encouraging me. Others were suggesting that I vote for someone else.
Under Montana law, electorates must vote for the winner of the popular vote. President-elect Donald Trump will be sworn into office on January 20th. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
There were nearly 500 car crashes across the state this weekend as a cold front blasted the region, according to the Montana Highway Patrol. More than a fifth happened in the Billings area. Todd Chambers is a meteorologist for the National Weather Service in Billings.
We received anywhere from a foot to 2 feet of snow over south central Montana, with some gusts anywhere from 30 miles an hour to 70 miles an hour as you got into the foothills.
A 90-mile stretch of Interstate 90 between Livingston and Park City was closed for parts of yesterday and today. The highway reopened this afternoon. Driving conditions are expected to improve throughout the week. However, Chambers says that another storm system may move in by the holiday weekend. With your Montana news, I'm Nate Hedgie.
With Montana news, I'm Freddie Monatis. An effort to prevent aquatic invasive species from spreading into the Columbia River ecosystem has received federal funding as part of a larger act. The Daily News in Washington reports that President Barack Obama on Friday signed the Water Resources Development Act of 2017, which provides funds to assist in establishing new boat inspection stations and for maintaining existing stations in the Northwest. Boat inspection stations check boats for and remove quagga and zebra mussels. The invasive species kills freshwater mussels, clog pipes at power and water treatment plants, and attach to boats, increasing drag and affecting steering. A judge says attorneys for Montana's two death row inmates raised serious questions about whether a witness changed his testimony to help the State Department of Justice's argument that a particular drug meets state law for use in executions. District Judge Dean Cooney ordered Attorney General Tim Fox and his deputies to preserve all communication they had with Auburn University Pharmacy School Dean Roel Lee Evans. She also ordered Fox to retain the results of any internal investigations his office conducted into the allegation that Evans was told to change his testimony. Roswell testified last year the drug pentobarbital meets the law's requirements that an ultra-fast-acting barbiturate be used in lethal injections. District Judge Jeffrey Sherlock ruled then that the drug did not meet that requirement and effectively blocked executions in the state. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Freddie Monatis. Thanks for listening, and you can always find more Montana news at mtpr.org.